Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us this Saturday.
Hi friends, I'm Marie. We talked about some fun things this week, and today we can review all of it together.
You know, Marie, I thought it would be fun to first talk about the weekend before we start working hard. What will you do this weekend?
This weekend I'm meeting with my friends. We're thinking about going to see a movie.
Hey, that's great. I'm going home to visit my parents. They're going to cook me dinner.
Ooh, that's delicious. Well, let's start out our review by looking at the lessons. Then we'll ask some questions. So friends, make sure to pay attention.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and start looking at them. Here we go. Hi, Susie, you're here.
Good morning, Alex. Are you looking for me?
Yes. James and I have a gift for you.
How thoughtful. Thank you, Alex. Why are you giving me a gift?
You let us borrow your camping gear. We're showing our thanks.
That's very sweet of you. Thank you.
Can I put these bags here, Linda?
Yes. Thank you so much, James. You're so helpful.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate your help. Those bags are heavy.
I know.
Can you do me one more favor?
Of course.
Can you carry this box to my car? It's heavy, too.
Sure. Hi, Taylor.
Hello, Rob.
What a beautiful photo. The colors are amazing.
Thanks. I like that picture, too.
Did you take it?
Yes, I did. I took it last summer at the beach.
You're a really good photographer.
Thanks. I enjoy taking pictures of nature and animals.
Animals are cute. They always make me smile.
What do you think, Taylor?
That's an excellent drawing of Taipei 101, Alex.
Thank you.
You're very talented, Alex. Do you draw a lot?
No, just now and then.
You should draw more. You're very good.
Thank you. And you're good at cooking and baking.
I am?
Yes. Your chocolate chip cookies are yummy.
Mrs. Peterson is my neighbor. She is an older lady, and she lives by herself. Sometimes, when I come home, I see her sweeping. When I see her, I say hello. Then she always starts talking to me. I know she feels lonely, and I feel sorry for her. But she likes to talk for a long time. She always asks for help, too. Last week, she went to the market. She bought a lot of things and took a taxi home. Then she knocked on my door. She wanted me to carry her bags up to her apartment. I wanted to be polite, so I carried the bags up the stairs. It took a long time, and I was late for work. Today, Mrs. Peterson wants more help. She wants me to help her clean her apartment. She says her back hurts, so she can't lift heavy things. I don't want to be impolite, but I am too busy this week, and I don't think I should always have to help her. What should I do?
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about one of my favorite topics, travel. And we have one of my favorite guests, Tanya Travel. Welcome to the program, Tanya.
G'day, Rob. I'm glad to be here.
G'day. People say that in Australia.
Yes, they do. Australians say g'day to say hello. I love Australia.
Kangaroos and koalas live in Australia.
Yes, both of them live only in Australia. It is fun to see them in the wild.
I'd like to go to Australia someday.
You should go to Australia.
It's a long flight.
Yes, it takes about 16 hours to get there.
Where should I go first?
I think you should go to Sydney. I love that city.
What can you do there?
Lots of things. Go to the Sydney Zoo and see koalas and tour the famous Sydney Opera House. It's a beautiful building.
Australia is the sixth largest country in the world. It has wonderful beaches, mountains, rainforests, and deserts. It also has unique animals and plants that you can't find anywhere else. The Great Barrier Reef stretches for 2,300 kilometers along Australia's coast. You can take a boat out to the reef and admire its colorful fish. You can also fly over the reef to see it from the air. Sydney is Australia's biggest city, and Sydney Harbour is one of the most beautiful harbours on earth. Visitors can travel around the harbour by boat to see the Sydney Opera House and the Sydney Harbour Bridge. But you can do more than just look at the bridge. You can climb it. A guide can take you to the top of the bridge for a great view of Sydney. Many visitors to Australia want to see the outback and visit Uluru, also called Ayers Rock. The large rock is 348 meters high. When the sun rises or sets, it looks red. You can hike around Uluru, but you can also fly over Uluru in either a hot air balloon or a helicopter. Any way you see it, it's sure to amaze you. What are you waiting for? Plan a trip to Australia today.
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time to review with a couple of questions.
All right, I am ready for any question, Peter.
Let's start our review with our small talk lesson.
Oh, great.
Alex and James show thanks to Susie. They have a gift for her. Why do they want to thank her?
Oh, I know the answer to this one. Susie let them borrow her camping gear. That was really nice of her.
Yeah, that gets me to my next question. Can you think of a time when someone has been sweet and thoughtful to you?
Yes, I remember one time I was in the hospital and I was all by myself. And suddenly my family and friends came in with lots of balloons. I was so grateful.
Well, one time I was having a bad day and a friend came over. We watched a movie together. That was really sweet of them. So our talk about it also was about helping people. This is about someone helping a neighbor.
Yes, and we should always be helpful.
I agree. But what about when there is a problem? What about, say, if you can't always help?
Yeah, that's true. Now, this neighbor needs a lot of help and needs all the time.
Yeah, so what can we do? What are some ways to fix this problem?
Well, maybe the neighbor can make a schedule and he can decide or she can decide which days to go on.
Well, it sounds like this person needs some help, but one person can't solve it. Maybe the community, the other neighbors can help this one person and they can share.
Yes, that's right. Now, we also learned about Australia.
Yeah. Say one thing you would like to do when you go to Australia.
Oh, when I go to Australia, I really want to see the Sydney Opera House. It looks beautiful.
Well, I really like the outdoors, so I'm going to the outback. I want to see some kangaroos jumping across the land.
Yes, kangaroos and koalas are only in Australia. All right, friends, right now it's time for us to take a break. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. So, Marie, which was your favorite lesson this week?
I really liked our talk about it lesson. There is always a lesson to learn. There are not easy things that happened, and it is good to talk about it.
Yeah, we all have neighbors, and we all have problems with neighbors, too.
What did you like this week?
I enjoyed learning about Australia. It's a country I would really like to go to.
Yes, me too. Well, now it's time to watch our features from the week. This will be fun. Here we go.
G'day, friends. G'day means hello. Welcome to Jack's File. I'm glad you're here today. Today, I'm planning my vacation. Do you know where I want to go? Australia. I love all the interesting animals. There are koalas and kangaroos. I want to see these animals. I'd like to pet a kangaroo and hold a koala. What do you know about Australia? I have learned quite a lot.
Australia is the sixth largest country in the world. It's also a continent. Some of Australia's plants and animals are found nowhere else in the world. More than 80% of Australians live within 100 kilometers off the coast. There are 10 deserts in Australia. The largest is the Great Victorian Desert. It covers almost 350,000 square kilometers. Most visitors to Australia visit the cities of Sydney and Melbourne. They enjoy seeing the beautiful buildings and learning about the history. People also go to Australia to see the animals. Koalas and kangaroos are the favorites. Visitors also want to see the Great Barrier Reef with its beautiful fish. The reef stretches almost 3,000 kilometers along the coast of Australia. You must take a boat to get out of it. Australians are very friendly, and you'll enjoy your visit very much.
Wow, Australia is a big country. I only have 10 days for my vacation. How can I see everything? I can't. I'll have to choose places. I want to see the Great Barrier Reef, and I want to see the animals. I know Sydney and Melbourne are great cities, so I'll visit those too. And I'd also like to see the desert, the outback. I need more than 10 days, huh? Well, maybe I'll take several trips to Australia. I need to keep planning my trip. So I'll see you next time. Goodbye.
around. It's cute and small, and best of all, it has a happy sound. I love the ukulele, it's the greatest thing I've found. I play a song and sing along, it lifts me when I'm down. The ukulele is just my style. Let's get together and play a while. The ukulele will make you smile. Hey, let's play the ukulele. I love the ukulele, it's the greatest thing around. It's cute and small, and best of all, it has a happy sound. I love the ukulele, it's the greatest thing I've found. I play a song and sing along, it lifts me when I'm down. The ukulele is just my style. Let's get together and play a while. The ukulele will make you smile. Come on, join in. The ukulele is just my style. Let's get Let's play the ukulele!
Hello everyone! Welcome to Question Time! A time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about Australia! And here to answer our question is my special guest, Sydney Oz! Hi Sydney!
Good day, Rob.
Now, Sydney, I have a question today from Evan Hansen of Queensland, Australia. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to try.
Wonderful. Evan writes, I just moved to Australia from the United States. Even though everyone here speaks English, sometimes my friends use different words, so I can't always understand what they're saying. Can you teach me some Australian words?
I know what you're talking about. I'm from Australia, and sometimes when I'm in the US, I can't understand people either.
Because Americans use different words from Australians?
Yes. So what words are different? Well, first let's talk about the word arvo.
Arvo?
Arvo! A-R-V-O!
What does that mean?
Well, arvo means afternoon.
Oh, well then why don't you just say afternoon? Okay, wait, so let me practice here. I might say, what are you doing this arvo?
Right, that means what are you doing this afternoon?
I see. Okay, what else?
Well, let's say it's your friend's birthday. What might you give him?
Present?
Well, in Australia, you give them prezzies.
A prezzy? That's funny. I like that. Okay, well, we have time for one more.
In America, students go to college or university after high school.
Uh-huh, that's right. What about in Australia?
Well, in Australia, you go to uni.
Uni? Is that a short way to say university?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for helping us, Sydney. That was really interesting. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Wow, Italy is so exciting. I can't believe we are finally here.
Oh, Bobby, this is so fantastic. What should we do first?
Okay, so there are so many places to visit.
Well, I want to see everything, but I also want to eat lots of Italian food.
Oh, Italian food. Coffee, pasta, gelato. Gloria, I can't wait.
Okay, well, either we should have some food, or we should go to one of the first places on our list.
Buongiorno. That was a super sentence.
Super sentence, man. You are in Italy, too.
Yes, and it's all because of today's super sentence. You can! Verb either something or something else.
Oh, just like you can either have cappuccino or go for a walk.
Yes, you said either. You know, you can either say either or either. You can either have cappuccino or go for a walk. Exactly. And that is why I came to Italy.
Because you wanted a cappuccino?
Maybe. Because I had to decide where to go for my vacation this year.
Ah, and you can decide to either go to Italy or somewhere else.
Exactly. Now, you are really using some super sentences. Why don't you give it a try?
Sure. You can drink cappuccino either alone or with Super Sentence Man.
You can drink cappuccino either alone or with Super Sentence Man. Now, that is a super sentence.
And I think that is a super idea. Let's go for cappuccino.
With Super Sentence Man.
Well, you know, no matter where you are, a super sentence every day will make your English great. And that was a super invitation, so yes, I would love to join you.
And after that, either we can visit some museums or look for some gelato.
I like the way you think. This vacation is going to be great. Let's go.
Those features are great. It's a fun way to learn English, and we can always practice here together.
Yes, we always enjoy answering questions with you. You can always come back on Saturday to review lessons with us. And you can watch those conversations again.
Hey, Marie, here is a gift for you. Go on, take it.
Thank you. What is this for?
I just wanted to say thank you. You've been so helpful lately, and I thought I'd give you a gift, kind of like James gave one to Susie.
Oh, okay. You should have, Peter, but you shouldn't have.
Oh, I know, I know. I'm glad you appreciate it.
Friends, you did a really great job today, and we had a lot of fun.
And we'll see you again on Monday, right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.